from flood water to clean water, Haiti's got some unique challenges. We get an update on one ministry's Super Typhoon Haiyan recovery effort, and a doctor learns what roughing it really means. That's today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Northern Haiti is in trouble. First, it was drought. Now, it's just the opposite problem. There have been torrential downpours for over a week. The government's guessing that 6,000 homes are flooded. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart explains there's nowhere for the water to go.
Our security man came to work with no shoes because everything in his house had been washed away. They don't have food. They don't have clothes. They haven't had any power, of course, because of the water level.
Fortunately, their headquarters sits on a mountain. The ministry's clinic is still operating, and the container of Christmas clothes and shoes is available. There's food, but
they cook on charcoal, so they can't cook right now until they find some dry land and some dry charcoal.
DeHart says they're just too small to have a big impact on the needs all by themselves. She's asking for your help because this is a gospel opportunity.
Anytime that they're coming to for Haiti with Love's Gate, they're coming for God's help.
Next, we turn our attention to regions formerly controlled by the Soviet Union. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says yesterday marked 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall and communism began losing its ironclad grip on society.
It was just such a paradigm shift globally. I mean, the churches certainly have been able to proclaim the gospel over the past 25 years. We've been able to see growth and new churches being planted and thousands of new people coming to Christ.
But recent developments, especially those in Ukraine, have SGA partners concerned that the Iron Curtain could be going back up.
Shortly after President Vladimir Putin came to power, he made that statement about the collapse of the Soviet Union being the greatest geopolitical disaster. These activities that have taken place in the past few months have Ukrainian church is very concerned.
Find the full report at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Committing to something for better or worse is a big deal. Would you walk away if the worst is a super typhoon? Well, not AMG International. It's been about a year since Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines. Bill Passons of AMG says it's the people they work with that keep them there.
When the news cameras kind of shy away and panda the next thing. This is still their home, this is still their backyard, and these are still the people that they love. And so likewise, because of our interaction with them, we have that same feeling.
AMG is using existing resources and relationships to minister to these people with one major focus.
They have a great need to hear the gospel and to get an opportunity to respond to the gospel. And so when we started this, the goal was never just to kind of get them back on their feet. It was always to help them to meet their needs as a whole person, physical needs, their spiritual needs, and their emotional needs.
Meanwhile, Sierra Leone has had to deal with caring for the poor and overcoming Islamic influences. But then Ebola hit, stretching them even further. Farmers aren't able to do work, which is causing a food shortage. A ministry working with Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, reports that food is imported and expensive. They're providing some food to families, but they know there isn't enough. For information on how you can help Sierra Leone, visit our website. And imagine treating a mother of five with breast cancer who is carried in on a blanket. For Daniel Goshorn, a 20-year-old missionary, this was exactly what happened when traveling to the Peruvian jungles. Goshorn says he knew the trip would be tough, but after meeting patients, he didn't realize how unprepared he was for it. Find out how he learned to care for others from his experience on our website. Pray patients in Peru will learn how they can have a relationship with God. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, and they all work in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.